The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game. VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's a numbers game. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, and here on Thursday, the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted. We'll get to crack here momentarily. I got to get through some tweets. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I always appreciate that people take the time to write in, so I want to get to as many as possible. Ace Hunt, best promo ever today. Gil returns for jury duty. Who needs any more reason to tune in? Thank you, Ace Hunt. I appreciate that. Jason H11. First question Gilly was asked by the lawyers was the name of the sushi place. Gilly refused to answer, and he was excused. Well played, sir. Primetime, did anyone in the court point at you and say, that's the idiot that believes in analytics? Rick Ollier, I don't know anything about the case, but my mind automatically goes to Tupac, and my hunch is that when Gil pulled up, probably blaring Picture Me Rolling while rapping word for word, clean version, of course, they immediately struck your name from the list. Bruce Dobigan, I was hoping for 11 angry men and Gil. Angriest guy in Kentucky. I have a suggestion for the American legal system. Would you like to hear it? I would not. Titans Insider.
That's a podcast on its own. That's right a podcast. There.
Titans Insider. I was once summoned to jury duty and had a doctor friend of mine write me a note saying that I have a mental condition so I would never be called on again. Worked like a charm. Once again, perhaps you thumb your nose at your civic duty, Titans Insider. Not young Gil Alexander. I'd like to repay this country.
Man, I don't know if I'd want something like that documented anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, even just to get you out of jury duty. Like, a doctor once wrote this about you.
Tim Lawson, the music behind the civic duty monologue was a nice touch. Thank you very much. And Joe Pita texted. He goes, by the way, absolutely underrated line of the day goes to you for doing the gritty out of the courtroom. Hilarious visual. I was very excited to get out of there. We'll read more of these coming up. Crackman is here. There was a casino opening yesterday here in Las Vegas, known for its Miami property, the Fountain Blue.
Yeah, they think a lot of themselves. They opened at midnight. Now, I say that to the public, but also even the influencers. Now, listen, I'm not saying me because I'm not a glimpse on anyone's radar, but the bigger ones that I know in town are Las Vegas locally, Vital Vegas. How can these guys not have had an invite for the pre-opening at 6 p.m. whenever they let everyone else in?
They were not invited?
I think the problem here is
whoever
is in charge, whoever the antique over there is in charge of their media must not realize that really, the TikTokers and the Instagram and the YouTubers, these are the people that get your views. Oh. They have a targeted audience. And guess what, Mr. Antique? It's your audience. That's who it is. They let, like, local news stations in and tried to get some people. You know, I understand Tom Brady was there with Kim Kardashian. Now they're showing pictures of them, letting them in.
Was Kim Kardashian there?
Cher.
Oh, damn.
Cher playing blackjack with how do you pronounce the guy's name?
I mean, these sound like good decisions.
Kelly.
You're a Kim Kardashian? Yeah. Not that. I mean
she's.
He keeps up.
She is something special. Let me just put it that way.
Maybe she is, but I think that what they did to the nation and the example they set,
I'm not disputing that. I'm just going for a different angle on that.
Garbage pails.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's who you want your kids looking up to.
No, it's not who I want them looking up to.
Not you. In general. I understand you're wanting her for different reasons. Okay.
Think she's lovely is what I have to say.
Yeah.
So is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, lovely as well. That's right.
Guy.
Bill went down a whole different road. I'm like, hey. But you're right. Like, Kelly had a great point off air. If you're on the Vegas Strip and you look at the Fountain Blue, which has been under construction since the Eisenhower administration, for God's sake, right? There's no signage, right? It's just a big blue building and you think it's condos. You're right. Like,
I mean, for those of us who have been to Miami and know Fountain Blue, like, I get what they're going for.
As you go down
for.
Collins and you see it right in front of you.
Like,
right.
I get what they're going for, but, like, when you see any helicopter shot, drone shot, drive by the Strip, it's all Aurea, Cosmopolitan, Caesar's Palace. Yeah. And then it's like, hey, what's that random blue
good
condo
point.
Building at the
it's also
the
a
north
point.
Side?
It's also a cursed part of the Strip,
it is.
It
is a tough part of the Strip there.
Yeah.
So, and it's even more cursed with their media person. Yeah. No, I'm no, but it's not just them. By the way, there's influencers with a million followers that
of course
were waiting online. I was up at midnight. I watched some of them at midnight with, like, wow, this person's got like 400,000 followers, and she couldn't get in. She was outside waiting. Like, but yet they showed some people were in there live at 8 o'clock showing. It looked like some of the people that were in there looked like they grabbed them out off of the homeless shelter. I mean, how can these people be in and these people not be in? I just totally shocked me. Totally shocked me. But, however, Randy went, and I was going to go, but I didn't go. I sacrificed not going for beating the book.
I love that Randy found his way in. Randy's like, I just want to check out the slots.
Well, you got to go scout the video poker machine, right, Bill?
Even Randy couldn't get in until midnight. He texted me at 1:50 a.m. We struck out at Fountain Blue.
I see. So the VIPs were 6 p.m. and the rest and the riffraff was at midnight.
The riffraff, which I would have been part of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we struck out at Fountain Blue. Randy, I hope I can read this, Scott. The ones that got in early or pre-opening got some of the slots we like, and there's some of the names there, which are good. So guys on the big slots did well. Okay, 8-5 bonus was the best video poker, and surprisingly didn't see any video poker progressives. I'm pretty surprised that, like Gil said, that end of the strip, they're going to need to get – listen, they're going to be busy for now for the first couple months. But they're going to need to get players in in the middle of February, and you're offering 8-5 bonus. That's a 99.2 game. I'll round it up. And, you know, no one plays – the game is perfect anyway. And no VP progressives? I mean, every casino in town has VP progressives.
Yeah.
But these guys – Randy was with one of the sharpest guys in the world with him, and they they scoured the floor, and that's what they got there. So that kind of seems a little surprising to me. But let's be blunt. Randy flew into town hoping there was maybe some mistakes.
Of course. That's
sounds like either it sounds like there was nothing, or he told me that. Which to be honest with you, you're probably supposed to, because sometimes I have a big mouth.
You know what?
I try to help others.
Dill, I tried to employ the Bill Krakenberger, Randy McKay strategy with the Durango opening. I was like, I'm going to go in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to scout out some of these video poker machines. I've learned from Bill.
Right.
Let me see what I could find. Here was the problem, though. I walked in. I'm like, well, this place is freaking jammed. Like, I can't get to a machine to scout it out.
You're right. You're right. The place has been so jammed. I was there yesterday again. Gil said you were there 2 days ago?
2 days ago was the first time at Durango.
And packed up?
Yeah. I mean, the sports book is nice.
Yeah.
The food court is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is one big square of casino.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. When you've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
Well, I just want to say this. So I wasn't at the Durango opening. It's fine. Durango is nice. The parts that I mentioned are beautiful. It's funny, though, that when people say casino opening, your expectation, like, is what Circa did, right? Derek did. It was this grand opening in the back. So many people were there. Everybody in town was there. People were fired up. It was first class in every way.
Yeah.
Every other casino opening I've ever been to, so you were just talking about Fountain Blue, but I remember when, like, SLS opened, how lame it was. I was like, did they even clean in here?
Yeah.
Or when,
since the Sahara closed.
Or when, or when Virgin, you know, took over the Hard Rock spot.
Like, yeah.
I can't even go back in there. It gives me the memories.
Too many memories.
Too many memories, Billy.
They're a boutique casino. They don't want us.
But I guess what I'm saying is, typically, they're a letdown, not the greatness of a Circa opening. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, of course. Yeah. You're expecting. You've been to so many of these things, our lives are casinos. Look where we're broadcasting from. We're in casinos every day. This is something someone comes in once a year, and when they're on vacation and they're happy, they're away from their jobs and away from the stress of life. They come here and they don't care. They don't care about the paybacks. They totally. You have professionals that make 6 and 7 figures a year. Such geniuses in their own right. They come here and they're blinded by the neon, and now they can literally play video poker at a machine right next to it is a 5% more payback, but they don't care. They're just on vacation and they lose their whole sense of awareness of what's going on. So you are right there. Durango. I seen Vital Vegas text something last night. During Durango casino opening, guests drained the ATMs of so much cash that even Durango thought all the ATMs are malfunctioning together on a system. It wasn't that. They were just out of money.
They ran out of money.
Just think about that. How much money those machines keep in them?
Oh,
but they don't want to let you know. It's hundreds of – it's a giant amount. I mean, for the machines to be out of money. Just you come to the casino with carry cash, people. It ain't heavy. I mean, carry, how can you go and pay these ridiculous fees? By the way, some of the strip casinos,
absurd.
They're charging ridiculous amounts of money to get. There's some that have a percentage. You go a certain way, a percentage of the money. But even so, it's $10 to get your money. People go to casinos with their cards thinking, I can get money in the casino. Don't you realize how much the fees are at the end of the year? I have a friend back home that said, I'm never doing this again. I realize now that I have, I pay $120 to $150 a month just to get my money out of machines. Now, I've been away with kids and the youth of America. I understand that they're younger than me. They didn't grow around maybe around back home like I did, and around knock around guys. You carry money in a rubber band. You don't put it in a wallet or a billfold. You probably have it in your billfold.
Love that. Knock around guys.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not just saying. Listen, I'm not just saying. Like, they go, and I've been away with them. They go to the ATM and get $20 out.
$20? Oh, you don't do that.
I can't do that.
No, $20 now. Now we have
rookie move.
Yeah, I mean. There's a casino out in California that advertises that giant signs everywhere. No ATM fees. That one I understand. Barona has giant signs. They don't charge ATM fees for anybody. But any other casino, you can't be paying ATM fees. But anyway,
shout out to the South Point.
You had great pizza at the Durango?
Durango yesterday. Shocked me. I'm trying to think of the name of the joint.
In the food court, though.
Yeah, the food. Prince Street Pizza, which is, if that's the one from New York, it's amazing. I didn't even ask the guys. Let me tell you, I'll put their Sicilian pizza up against not only Vegas, any pizza I've had. It reminded me of the L&B Spumoni Gardens from Brooklyn.
Wow.
That's shocking to say that. It wasn't as good as L&B, but it was just like it. It was the sauce on top. Really, guys, check out that place, Prince Street Pizza.
Prince Street Pizza, yep.
They better give me some free pizza. I'm giving them a plug here.
Shout out from the crack, man. Coming back on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Daytime degenerate. If Gil can play through his questionable jury duty tag, shouldn't we expect the Raiders to play tonight? We talked about the Raiders and the Chargers earlier on the show. Of all the games this season, there's just so many players you don't know if they're going for either team here. So you're going to have to really get a grasp of that before you have any real thoughts. Now, I will say this for prop players. Easton Stick, to me, now that Kellen Moore has had a week to game plan this, I actually think he'll gain a lot of yards on the ground because he was a good runner in college. We didn't see that last week, nor have we really seen it in his very sparse professional career. But you have a week now to game plan. Okay, he is our starting quarterback. Let's game plan for Easton Stick. I think you might see that. But I have no pre-flop on either the side or total. Nash, what do you think Al Michaels would rather do tonight? What would rather do? 6 hours of jury selection like you did yesterday or 3 hours of watching the dreadful Raiders Chargers tonight? I feel like Al would want to be a true patriot like you, Gil, with how these Thursday night games have been for him. Thank you for calling me a true patriot. That's all I got out of that.
I don't know. If you sit through this NFL game tonight in its entirety, that's about as patriotic as it gets. Really, I mean, that is back in the NFL.
That is really patriotic. Angriest guy in Kentucky wants to add. He says, Golden Boy's tweet is the best tweet I've ever heard. Thank you for sharing. I love Golden Boy. There's nothing better than being the most hated guy in the room. Terrell Julien, not to be well actually guy, but Heisenberg. Oh, the PETA made a Heisenberg reference. He goes, but Heisenberg uncertainty principle is the inability to know the position and speed of a particle. Larry Fresh, math on today's show? You're paid to give me picks. Terrell Julien adds, he says, I think he may have been referring to the Hawthorne effect, just saying. Ryan Hyde, every time I hear Joe Pita on with Gil and Kelly, I think about all the stats classes I slept through. And congrats, Gil, on returning from suspension. Hope you learned something. Hornet, did you let the judge know that you would be happy to set the opening lines for the verdict? Johnny Ringo, the two very best segments of the year, the Survivor Hedge Talk with Joe and Todd Wishnev's in-game college hoops formula. And Trip Tepper, Joe Pete is simply brilliant, just gave all Survivor pool players a free crash course on how to monetize their entry. And Big Jace Bet says, another fantastic segment providing education into the multiverse aspects of what is sports betting. Thank you for helping us all become better bettors. Well, thanks to Joe Peter for that. We'll read more coming up. Bill Krakenberger joins us once again. We always are thrilled and privileged to have Crack with us each and every Thursday on the show. So you are now invested in a Survivor entry. Do you care to share your percentage? Did you share it earlier?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, yeah, it's a very small percentage. It's like 1%.
Right.
Also, I have never had a year where I said I took we swapped percentages, me and two guys, Fez, obviously, and Randy. And I swapped percentages of their contest. They swapped them mine. And interesting that I'm in the hunt for everything. Not only that, there's a big one that that Randy did in Colorado, a $50,000 entry where DraftKings, we thought was going to be a giant overlay. It was a million guarantee. They had 11 people. They had 9 on Friday. The deadline was Saturday. They had 11 on Saturday morning, $50,000 entry. So it's a nice overlay, $500,000, let's call it overlay. 8 people joined in the last hour. You know, so 19 people. Well, sure enough, Randy also on that one is in like second place, so there's another big sweat. We got sweats in a lot of different contests this year, and I'm just it's a good position. It's fun. It makes it a lot more fun for me.
You're not going to go around and brag though if you end up winning. You're not going to say, okay, I'm just making
you
sure.
You won't even know. Like, listen, I haven't talked about it. I do 8 shows during football season a week. You're the only one. You were talking about Survivor in here, so I come in. You know, you can't talk about a show in New York or Boston. They wouldn't even really understand. Oh, you guys have Survivor. They don't even really know what's going on out here as far as casino wise. So, I want to also. My podcast partner, John Orlando, give a shout out to him. His mom passed. And the reason why I say it, his mom was so cool. His mom, well, let me just tell you, there would be no John Orlando probably if it wasn't for his mom, of course. But more importantly, John Orlando's mom was dating Buddy Holly when the plane crashed and Buddy Holly died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was called The Day the Music Stopped or something. I think that's what it was called. Mm-hmm. It was the La Bamba story there. Richie Valens, a big bopper, and Buddy Holly passed. And then she, you know, dated, obviously, Tony Orlando, married Tony Orlando, and they had John. And I just read a great, great story about his mom being on Dick Clark and stuff. She, by the way, obviously, beautiful woman. And, you know, she was around 80 years old, and she passed. So I wanted to shout that out to him. You know, John and I, we did our podcast yesterday. It'll be wherever you find podcasts. It's also on YouTube. And
does he talk about it?
He didn't really talk about it too much on air, I think, just for a hair. But, you know, he was very close to her. She lived out here and, you know, so anyway, John just knows everyone. That's the reason why we went over. After the show, he said, I'm going to go over to Durango. And I would have never tried that pizza. I would have never. There's always a giant line there. I've been there 3 times, a giant line. And now I know why. I was shocked by that. So that's another thing. By the way, you said you went to the, I forget the name, is it Uncle Louie's, Uncle Jimmy's, some kind
I
of...
I went to the sandwich
place. The sandwich place.
Yeah.
So why would I go there and not think, like the bread, it had like seeds on it, it looked like something from back home, but I guess people out here, like California, if the bread was hard, like an Italian bread, they would think it's burnt or they don't want it or it's stale, they would think, and send it back. But the bread, it looked good, but it wasn't good. The sandwich was okay. But there's only 1 or 2 good shops in town. You know those, like Siena Deli has those things, or there's a deli on Cugino's. You ever been to Cugino's?
No.
It's by UNLV on Maryland Parkway. It might as well be in the front of a war-torn Iraq. It's not a good area. But, however, the Cugino's there is a really good Italian deli. They're from Staten Island, and they have really good stuff in town. If you ever want to go to an Italian deli in town.
Spell it for me.
C-U-G-I-N-O-S.
I okay. Guess.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
I might head there after the Megapod, starring the great Mike Pritchard today.
They're like Zips, though. They're like Zips from the other side. They're like stoic. Like I, you think they? I'm just giving them a shout out here, and they don't like. They don't even acknowledge when I come in the place. And I'm like, yeah, you know. Next.
We had a guy in San Francisso. His name was K-Y-U, Korean gentleman.
Yep.
Who made sandwiches. He's the only person in there making them. The soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
Sure.
We felt was based on him. We used to call him the sub Nazi.
Wow.
But we said it affectionately to him because he was a guy who every single day of his life got up and made sandwiches. He recently retired. And it was like I almost wanted to fly back into San Francisco to give him a hug. If I didn't go there for 3 years, he would remember the sandwich that I had.
Wow. Did he pass it on to somebody? Is his friends?
No, he sold it to other people, and it's...
Wow.
Yeah, but like institutions like that can become quite the fabric of a city.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They don't even act like they know you at Kachina.
They don't.
Do you? But by the way, this gentleman was asking about the Raiders and the Chargers. I tell you what I do have in the account, just to refresh folks' memories on guessing lines, and we'll talk about all these on the Megapod and our reasoning. I got the Chiefs, I got the Falcons, I got the Lions. Those are the plays that I have made. I still couldn't believe that the Falcons were at 3 in their ball game this week. They're at Carolina, correct? Still 3, Kelly, on the Falcons?
That really hasn't moved.
They're
all like juiced threes now.
Yeah, they respected my bet so much they didn't move it at all. And then I do like the Chiefs. I got it under 10. I got it 9.5. And then the...
That number's plummeted.
Has it? What is it now?
7.5.
Yeah, I got a worse number that exists. And they got the Lions at 4, which I do think I'm ahead of on that one. At least last I checked, I got the Lions at 4 against the Broncos. You know how I feel about the Lions. I'm less bullish on them than others are. But I think the Broncos are smoke and mirrors with their turnover ratio and their turnover differential, plus the fact that they beat a Chargers team that didn't have Justin Herbert for most of the game last past week. And even what they did, the Chargers are the Chargers. So, like, I am not nearly as high on the Broncos as other people. Those are the three bets I have in my account thus far.
Yeah, this Lions number, it's come back down to, like, that 4 range.
Yeah.
Who was I listening to? Adam Chernoff I was listening to. He was making it sound like a couple sharp groups had hit this
people
on both sides.
Love the Broncos. Yeah. Love the Broncos.
The 3.5 on the Lions got hit early, and then apparently some group came back yesterday
and hit the 5 or something at one point. Yeah. So I'm ahead of none of them now.
No, Circa has 4.5 here.
Okay. Well,
in
there you
Detroit.
Go. Yeah.
So sharper books there. And there should be a lot of points in that game, too. I think Chernoff also said that. But yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, Aaron Schatz joins us, the creator of Football Outsiders, now works at FTN. He's the creator of DVOA. He's also a awards voter, pardon me. One of 50 people voting on all the NFL awards. So we'll get into his brain for a couple segments tomorrow on who he would vote for what and who. He's an actual voter. That's tomorrow. More with Crack next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In the NBA, the game can change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook's got your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. The crown is yours. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Oh, Greg Jones, L.A. Joneser. You know who that is? That's the guy who mistakenly picked the Packers on Thanksgiving, meant to take the Lions. And Greg has been great. He was informing me during my breaks yesterday in jury duty about all the chopping drama and what was happening and what looked like it would happen and what didn't happen ultimately with it. So I thank Greg tremendously for that. He said, oh, talking about the Joe Pita segment, he goes, isn't betting the money line on your opponent's selection a legit hedge? You either win your bet or the value of your entry goes up at least $75,000 in value. Yeah, Greg, that's what he was talking about. But he was just talking about doing it thoroughly with everybody's. I suggest that everybody involved in this hit up Joe. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we have the PDF, so to us it makes complete sense. And I know on a radio show it's tough to convey everything. But yes, that's essentially what he's talking about. The way that he does it, though, the thorough way that he does it, requires a lot of capital. But one of the things at the very beginning that he said, the perfect hedge is to have other people invest in your entry, which some have done. Grant, I always think of 30 Rock when I hear about the jury duty process. Oh, it's a meme of Tina Fey as Princess Leia saying, I can read people's minds, and they dismiss you immediately. J.C. Gabagool. Bill, can I borrow 40K? Thanks. you also got another 40K one.
It wasn't borrowing 40. It was more like going partners with guys, giving them, you know, like making them money, and then they still – people are amazing. They don't care. They people jump over a $100 bill to steal a dollar.
New York Mets. What, crack? Someone took you for 40K? Just give the word, and Tommy Cutlets and I will break knees. Just kidding. Tommy Cutlets is a little busy right now. Shine, Professor Shine. Crack is right about assuming the legality of a chop is automatic. Oh, he's 100% right. Look back at the entire Jamie Gold World Series of Poker fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Auburnist, good to know that today's McLaughlin Group's topic is the American judicial system. Over the Levee wants to know, have you watched Bookie? Nick Bakay's Bookie. Have you watched it, Kelly?
I haven't seen any of it. Would you guys see it? Did you see it?
I've watched all four episodes.
What did you think?
I love that they're speaking our language.
Well, I have a guy back east that tells me, he goes, you got to see it. My buddy in Scranton's like, listen, you got to see this thing. It has so many cool little parts. It's funny. It's real. It's, you know, like, I just didn't watch it.
I've only seen the first two so far. Quick watch, though. It's really small.
I always, like, pick on those kind of things. So, like, because we know so much more, we're immersed, as you say, closer to the sun. It's the reason why I don't watch them even.
But. Oh, it's like that Adam Sandler one where, like, they're like, can you bet on who wins the tip?
Uncut Gems. Yeah. I think the movie was, it was pretty good.
I actually thought the movie was okay.
But, yeah, but like, when it's so many the closing. Parts. Yeah, it's like the closing, like, final bet of how he's going
to
make all his money.
Yeah, Mohegan Sun to make a bet on a prop. I mean, come on.
Same game parlay with who wins the tip. Yeah. I haven't seen that one offered anywhere.
for that amount of money, too. We know if you know you're betting that kind of money, you're not getting that kind of money in down.
I'll tell you what I did watch last night after a grueling day of performing my civic duty as a prospective American juror. I sat down and watched. This has nothing to do with sports betting. I watched this movie on Netflix. Have you heard about this? Leave the World Behind?
No.
Mahershala Ali, Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Bacon.
Sounds like a great cast.
It is fantastic.
Ooh, I got to put it on. What's the name of it again for everybody?
Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind.
I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to say, go ahead and watch this.
So I never understand, even with all these streaming services we have these days, how does, like, you mention a movie like that with that kind of cast.
Yes.
And the fact that I don't even know what you're talking about is still bizarre.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Like, very good point.
We're in a different world.
Just a different world.
Yeah. I don't love how it ends, but I'm not going to even tell you. I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
No, I'm not
watching. Just go watch it.
I don't want a bad ending.
No. Go watch it. Because it makes you think.
It's funny you guys say that, and we could talk about anything here.
Yeah.
I'm something you guys probably don't know about me. I am obsessed with the whole John F. Kennedy assassination thing.
Really?
I love watching everything I can find. There's great documentaries on YouTube. Sure enough.
Interesting, because you weren't even alive. None of us were alive.
No, we weren't. Yeah. But I love the whole story behind it. I know a lot of things behind it. I've watched so many. I've watched 20-some specials. I seen one of the best ones last week. Someone sent me. It was on Hulu, which, you know what? It was on Disney, too. It's streamed. It's called One Day in America. It's a three-part documentary. They added the colorization to it. They have videos. I've seen 20-some specials. I've never seen these clips and these videos. I think recently the government released some, and I remember reading they were going to in 2022 or 21, and all these videos must have came together on this one. It was so fantastic. I'm back to thinking the only person that killed Oswald the only person that killed Kennedy was Oswald. And I thought, you know, there's so many conspiracy things out there. They try to sell you on things. Boy, you watch this one, and, you know, just that, you know, after the police officer, Tippit, was brutally assassinated, terrible on the street, he definitely did that. And, you know, it was just so good. And the video footage they got, I'd never seen before, just something else. It's the day that America lost its innocence is when Kennedy was assassinated.
Everyone who was alive remembers where they were.
Yeah.
I had a friend recommend that one as well, too. And same thing, Bill. I was like, I don't really watch. Like, I don't. How I'm not
they,
a big.
But, you know what it is? They interviewed the real guys. If you watch the of course, we've all seen that Zapruder film when, the president was shot twice and Mrs. Kennedy jumping out on the trunk. What she was actually trying to do was grab brain particle. It's unbelievable. And then the Clint Hill was the Secret Serviceman that jumped on the back of the car. Clint Hill's 90 some years old. He did an unbelievable job being interviewed this way. I've seen him before. Now they interviewed another Secret Serviceman. Oh, I've never seen him before. He was so bothered by it that he quit the Secret Service 6 months after Kennedy was killed. So he was on there. The family members, the guy that drove Oswald to work that day. He's 90-some years old. He was on there. And he was, like, asking him, like, what's in the back seat? And he goes, whoa, what's that big thing in the back seat? Oh, it's curtain rods. Like, there's so many things that it was just so good. It was really good.
Lou Finicaro, Sweet Lou, Gambaloo, adds the Mob Museum here in Vegas has an outstanding, complete, thorough breakdown of the Kennedy assassination. And Tim Lawson, who knows of these things, talking about influencers being shut out of that. He goes, I'm pretty sure one of the media people at Facebook is formerly of Plaza, where she helped make Plaza a current content creator friendly location. Either the midnight access for influencers was a calculated decision, or it was made by someone above her office's pay grade. Talking about the Fountain Blue opening and influencers not being allowed in until midnight with everybody else.
Interesting. That's interesting. So, you know. Maybe, listen, I'm gonna go there eventually.
He says, I have no intel. I'm just guessing based on who's over there.
Yeah. And it could be someone that's up. A lot of these people that run these casinos, they're people that don't even gamble. They don't even know the pulse of their own business. And they go up to an office and with their little fancy college degree and make decisions for everyone else in the gaming business. And that's just what it is, and we know that. But I'm going to talk a little sports betting here.
What?
Yes.
Bill.
Yes, sports betting.
Bill, that's so on off brand for you.
Well, it's Saturday. There's three games and they're all spaced out. 10 o'clock, 1:30, 5:15.
Love it.
West Coast.
Love it.
So of course
there's college football day.
Listen, years ago the NFL would, not condone gambling and stuff, and all of a sudden you wonder why these games are always spaced out. Oh, for the viewership. People are just fans of the game. No. BS. People are gamblers, Commissioner. So, again, you don't have to bet every game because it's on TV. Even tonight's game. This, Las Vegas, the Chargers, could be a snooze fest like we were saying, the three of us. You have to bet because it's on TV? No, you don't have to bet because it's on TV. You don't have to bet because it's the only thing to watch. And Saturday is the best example. Three games spread out. You're probably going to make bets just based on these games being on NFL games being on TV Saturday. And Gil's right, there's other things. There's great football games you have and college football games. But you just don't have to bet all three of these games. And there's ways to get at games, guys, rather than bet sides. If you guys know me, I'm not a big side guy. I mean, I'll give one out because people want them every week. Maybe a 1% game that's worth, a small fraction of an edge. But mostly it's totals. It's teasers. It's props, of course.
Well, we always say this.
We just don't have to bet every game, guys.
We haven't said it in a while, but the biggest advantage for those who are new to betting, the biggest advantage that you have over a bookmaker is that they have to post everything. You get to pick and choose what you bet. And so that's a great example of what you're just talking about. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to. Pro tip.
11 to 10, you're laying for that privilege, though. So just remember that. And that automatically equals a lot more when you're betting more on the late game because you lost the earlier games just to chase that you weren't planning to bet. So,
yeah. Get even deeper, Billy.
Yeah.
Just wondering where you went. Kelly Bidlin, everybody. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, who, by the way, you can follow on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. Coming back, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It is here in VSiN. It has an early Christmas present for you. Not a VSiN Pro subscriber yet. No problem. We're giving away this year's College Bowl betting guide to everyone. We got spreads, totals, and expert picks from the likes of the Golics, senior and junior. Steve Mackinnon, Brent Musburger for every single bowl game. Once again, shout out to Brent for being on the Megapod last week. Put a bow on this bowl season. Get a free copy of our VEASAN College Football Bowl Betting Guide absolutely free. It don't cost you nothing. Visit VEASAN.com/bowl guide and get your free copy today. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. Let me read through the rest of the... Oh, man, there's so many. Maybe I can't read through the rest of them. Buddhist man, I'm an hour and 15 minutes behind. Why are you telling your jury duty story over Randy Macho Man Savage's entrance music? It was more of a graduation music.
Yeah.
Than patriotic music. Yeah. Everything we found patriotic was like a march.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
J.D. Emmons, the segment last year and today with Joe Pita is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Oh, to be that intelligent. Pat Montefort, all this jury duty talk, and what do I get in the mail yesterday? You guessed it.
No way.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Gil. It's all your fault.
That's incredible.
Yeah, sorry. Did I do that?
If you're a regular listener of this show and we're bringing up this jury duty thing and you actually got summons yesterday,
oh man.
My gosh.
Sorry. Midzy, I'm kind of surprised Crack hadn't heard of Prince Street Pizza. They're from New York City. Always has a line there all the time. Also worth the wait for sure.
Yeah, I heard of it, but I just never been there. I responded, actually.
Oh.
You know, we're such creatures of habit. Like, I go to John's Oblique, or I go to a place called Scar's. Someone turned me on. But there's lines there. There's crazy lines there. But I'm always going to those same spots.
Yeah.
I should be more open to doing that.
So many good
Katz's
spots.
Or Katz's Deli. That's my, like, three spots. Oh, wait.
Have you had the salami pizza at Nora's here? I talked about this last week.
No.
Bill, it's the best pizza I've
really?
Had in all of Las Vegas.
Wow.
Salami pizza. So much more than... You
Nora's
know
how, is
you
a
know
great, how, great local restaurant.
You know how Kelly is so much more than a producer? That is so much more than a salami pizza.
Wow. Is it white?
No, sir, it is not.
Okay.
Kevin, a clone bone. Talking hedging and monetizing, have you ever thought about what it would really take to give out your sushi place... GoFundMe with all the listeners to get the sushi spot. Gil, everything and everyone has a price.
Wow.
I had not thought about that.
JT was confused yesterday why he was getting so many tweets about what his favorite sushi place is in town. It was so great. Jason H11, like, I got to shout him out. It was so great.
Shout out again to JVT for doing the show yesterday.
He's like, why am I getting all these sushi tweets? Like,
you and him again. Really should do a podcast. The numbers guys. I can't find many rushing props yet for Thursday Night Football. Not one of my 8 books offering an Easton Stick one. You got to wait around for those to pop up oftentimes.
Well, this is a Thursday standalone game with so many guys on the injury report still questionable.
Everything
props
is,
are going to be slow.
Because it should be up by now, though.
Right, but as Kelly was saying, everything's dependent on who's playing and who's not.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're Kevin Ryan, just love Thursdays. Kelly so much more than a producer. Crack so much more than a gambler. And Gil, so much more than a law-abiding, conscientious citizen. Thank you very much. Nash, last name Nash. Leave the World Behind, my recommendation that I just talked about on the Netflix, is an amazing movie and kind of scary how accurate the plot can be. J&J Wateringhole, who was kind enough to introduce himself here at the D. Leave the World Behind was unbelievable, mind-racing material and loss of sleep after watching type movie.
Wow.
They don't come along often. Watch it, Bill and Kelly.
I'm with Kelly, though. How come we didn't hear this?
It's wild. Like, this is streaming.
That many streaming things that we don't. Big stars.
What'd you say? Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke.
Giant names.
Who else was I missing? There's one or two others.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon. There's also, I don't know if you know.
I don't know what Kevin Bacon's been doing recently besides car commercials with his daughter, who looks way too much like him.
Boy, what a vehicle for her daughter, for his daughter to like become famous. Also has Mahershala Ali, who is a very famous actor as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. This is from, let's see.
Lots of responses on that, on your movie.
Jesse Welch, appreciate the shout-out on the Netflix movie. I saw the trailer, and now I'm definitely watching it. Montreal Max. We like Montreal Max.
Love that guy.
Too funny. We also watched Leave the World Behind on Netflix, too, and it is thought-provoking with a few WTF moments, especially that Tesla scene. I will leave that to the imagination. Nevada Azer, JFK Revisited on Apple, is a must-watch. 10 more years for the balance of the documents. Bobby Geddes. I got chosen for jury duty last year that lasted 7 days. The 6th day, I had to miss an annual golf tournament I do. We've come in second every year. They replaced me with a 25 handicap. I'm a 10, and of course, they won without me. Damn civic duty.
Obviously, yep.
And then Brian Harvey, carry cash, people. It ain't heavy. He caught that from you.
Yes.
By the way, Fezzik, is, you know, he's 7 stars, right?
Yes.
So Fezzik, about once a week now, he'll be like, hey, I'm going to be at Caesar's gym. 12 noon, meet you there. Okay. So I don't know if you know this. I'm trying to shed some weight. It's very difficult
for
me.
So you pop over there?
So I'm like, all right, I'll meet you there. So I go over there. And, you know, Fez is one of these guys who, like, when we're on the treadmills, he wants to talk to you while we're doing it. And I'm like, Fez, I'm jogging now. I can't really talk.
I'm dying over here. Stop talking to me.
I did a 5K in San Francisco years ago, and the person wanted to talk the whole way. And I'm like, listen, I'm not one of these talk run people.
I don't talk when I'm walking. Never mind.
But it's, you know, we're Fezzik. God bless him for inviting me. It's sure. fantastic. But one of the things he did at one point, he takes out – we wanted to weigh ourselves, right? He takes out a wad of cash, and I think he determined that, don't hold me this, 10K is 1 pound.
Oh, yeah. 1 pound.
He's like
of
weighing the music. Yeah, weighing the money. It ain't heavy.
He's sick.
And Chance Copperpot, I am obsessed with with the JFK thing as well. There's a new podcast with Soledad O'Brien and Rob Reiner called Who Killed JFK that I am currently enjoying.
I don't know if I can watch based on Reiner.
Oh, Bill, stop it. Mike Alvarez, why is Crack talking about sports betting when this week is about important stuff like jury duty? Can't Crack talk about going to the DMV or something? Alvarez is great.
He is.
And Gil, you are a Patriot son or what? Great show. It's your civic duty. Thank you, numbers guy. Okay. Anything else you wanted to get off your mind before we roll?
I mean, I have a million notes, of course, but I mean.
And you never use them.
I don't. Dallas, okay. This week, yeah, analytics came into play. I'm sure you talked about earlier in the week. Analytics came into play this week on the games.
Jaguars.
The Jaguars and the Miami, right? The Miami game. The
Miami game. Titans, yeah.
So I think we're going to start seeing more and more of that.
Well, so when
Fick. But, yeah, people were in the books. I was in the sports book. People were screaming, this is fixed. I was in a book. People were screaming, this is fixed. It's only fixed if you don't have that side.
So the very first right, megapod of this year, the aforementioned Steve Fezzik was on with us with Todd Will and I. Todd Will and I are about to do one with Mike Pritchard, but we got into because Fezzik said at that point, this is before the season started, he said 80% of the teams know that when they go from 14 to 8, they should go for 2.
Right.
And I said to him, I go, there's no chance. I was like, you think 80%? There's no way it's 80%.
Huh.
And we started to track it, and I'm right, it wasn't 80%, but I think after the Mike Vrabel thing executed in a, not a standalone game, but one of two games on where the Titans successfully down 14 points with less than 3 minutes left, went from 14 to 8, got the 2-6, and then won the football game. I think it will be closer to 80% next year. I really do.
See what I mean? It's going. Yeah. It is going up.
Now, the Jaguars thing going from 4-2,
yeah,
not so much. Like, yeah. I don't know that there's
more
than.
You don't see that too much.
I don't know that there's more than 2 or 3 teams.
But
that
I understand it more now that now you're just going to, now you know what you need. Where before you were just maybe a field goal ties, it goes to overtime or second over. Whatever. I mean, no, there's no second overtime. Right. It goes to overtime, though. I understand.
Right, right. But the 4-2 thing is more counterintuitive for people because 8-6, it's still you're still whether it's 8 or 7, right? Let's say you opted for the PAT as opposed to the 2-point conversion. If you fail on the 2-point conversion, it's still a 1-score game, right?
Yep.
At 8 points.
Okay.
4-2. Yes, it's still a 1-score game, but it's the difference between a field goal and a touchdown. And so for people, that's a little more difficult for them to wrap their heads around.
And last sports betting thing, because we only got about a minute and a half here. I'll just tell you, I don't know if we're at that point yet of must-win games this week. Not really must-win, but there's like Pittsburgh, Indy. That's almost must-win for one of those. Pittsburgh's got a tough schedule. They have to win that game.
Feels like an elimination game. Yeah.
But as we get on more and more, guys, the must-win teams, I know people, you know, everyone at home and maybe not the VSiN listeners are much smarter.
Yeah.
But people say, oh, my God, they got to win. I've got to bet them. They're playing for real. Well, of course, the bookmakers know that, too. So they're going to add a little bit of a tax for you to play that side. So you're getting some inherent value of just taking the teams that want to play the role of spoiler. I know we're a little too early in the season probably to talk about that, but just in case I don't get to it maybe next week or something, just know that you know these must-win teams, even when you're betting live and stuff, the other teams want to win just as much or maybe even more to play that role of spoiler.
Dr. Bob has the best line on this.
Okay.
He goes, if they're in a must-win situation, they must not be that good.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I quote him that, and he corrects me that's not the exact quote.
Oh, okay. But it's close.
But I tell him, I go, that's a better quote. You should go with mine.
Guys, thanks for having me on again.
Thank you, sir. You're right about the build. You're right about it being built into the line.
It's built into the line.
That's the more important point. Thank you, Billy. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K. For Kelly Billa, Gil Alexander. Tomorrow, Aaron Schatz on the show. Talk about his MVP thoughts, as well as his general thoughts on the NFL through the prism of DVOA. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. I'm going to go do a Megapod now with Pritch. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.